Martin Adams is head of the water system in Los Angeles. He's with us now. And Martin Adams, what does this mean for someone who has a house in L.A.? What do they need to do now?
So the programs that the governor's outlined are very consistent with what we've got going on in L.A. right now. And so we do have, mandatory conservation in place. We've had three-day watering restrictions in place for several years. And the mayor's asked everyone to voluntarily go to two-day-a-week watering. And there's things such as you can't water hardscapes. You know, your sprinklers shouldn't be watering all the cars that are parked in the street. Don't wash your driveway or sidewalk down with a hose. And also don't be watering during the middle of the day in the daytime hours. And so those things have been in place, and we do have our blue crew that goes around and actually, polices in the city and responds to a number of complaints, and we've had great response. So the first thing for our customers is to follow the ordinance. The ordinance alone will go a long way towards saving water and helping us to reduce our demands and to make sure that we're not over-irrigating and using water inefficiently. But then on top of that, the mayor's asked us to look at changing the rate structure so that we have more tiers, so that we can have a kind of a conservation-based pricing so that, when you start getting into the area where you're using way too much water for your property size, that you should be paying more for that. So you have an economic incentive. And the governor underscored that same process, that he wants to see conservation-based pricing throughout the state.
And so does that mean that immediately people living in L.A. are going to have to be paying more for their water?
No, it doesn't. What's happening is that, we're going through a process now, and we're going to present things to the mayor's office to see if we're on the right track. But it means that we're going to try to set up a structure where your water bills will be very affordable at the low range for indoor use and for moderate outdoor use. But then if you tend to be a water waster or just use exorbitant amount of water, then certainly you'd pay more for it proportionally. And so that's something that's on its way. It's not in place yet. And at the same time, our local wholesaler, Metropolitan Water District, is going to have to go to restrictions. They're going to vote on that this month, and those will take place this summer. And so from them, we'll have a financial incentive to keep our water use down, or we might find ourselves in a position where we have to actually pay penalties for the amount of water we use.
Okay, let me paint two pictures for you, one of which would be somebody who really doesn't use that much water, but they really want to do everything they can. Maybe the biggest use of water that they do on a daily basis is to take a shower. Should they be shortening the length of that shower? Is there anything that person who's already conserving should be doing to comply with this, or are they already in compliance?
As someone who's using water wisely is already really doing their part. We are asking people to make sure that they're being as efficient as possible. We're asking people to consider a 5-minute shower. It's amazing how much water still gets used indoors every day. Even though we've driven our demands down, we're still using a little over 80 gallons per person per day in the city and all the residences. It's kind of hard to imagine how to use that much water, but it does happen. Whether you're washing a full load of dishes or a full load of laundry, all these things add up. So there's little things that people can make a difference. There are a number of people who are doing a great job, and I often get the question, are you going to raise my water bill because I'm saving water? And we're not going to do that. So we really applaud the customers that are doing a great job already, and we hope that they will take that message on to their neighbors and so that everyone's pulling all in the same direction.
Well, which brings me to the second picture I want to paint, which is of the person who just doesn't care, maybe isn't even paying attention to what's going on here, and is using water as if there's no tomorrow.
There are some of those, yes.
How do you convince that person to comply, or how do you get that person, force that person to comply with this mandatory 25% reduction?
Right. So if we have someone who's just using water willy-nilly, doing whatever they want, it's gonna hit in two ways. So as we change the rate structure, people will have an allocation of water at a tier one rate, which is plenty of water to use indoors. There'll be a tier two rate, and these are very affordable tiers. But then if you get into tier three or tier four, it's going to be more expensive. So certainly, if they use more water, and every home will be allocated water based on the size of their lot and the temperature zone they live in. So we're compensating for how much property you have and where you're located in the city. So it's a fair playing field. But at the same time, if you use beyond what's reasonable, that's going to start to cost more. And then the second thing is that in accordance with the water ordinance, we do have a process where you know, people call and complain and say, you know, my neighbor's using a lot of water, or they're being wasteful, or one of our inspectors sees it, or maybe one of the many other city employees that's out in the city on a daily basis might report that they saw somebody water during the middle of the day, or their sprinklers running too long or too often, or the wrong day of the week. And then we follow up on that, and that starts as a warning, but eventually gets into fines.
Well, I hope this works and can get you through the dry season in California, and hopefully there will be a wet, rainy season and snowy season next year, and you won't be dealing with this same thing in 2016. Martin Adams, head of the water system there in Los Angeles, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.